Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in-store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Jack Vanek, Kelty Knight, and Becca Tobin. Thank you so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thanks for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you every single week for free.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the lady gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The lady gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lady Gang. I'm Becca Tobin. Across from me is Kelty Knight. Right next to me is Jack Vanek. We're here. We're happy. It's hot AF in LA. My vagina is sweating.
I've taken two showers today, and I need to take one more.
Me too.
This is disgusting.
Damn. I haven't washed my hair in like 3 days.
Are you morning or night showers? I know you're a night.
I'm always a morning, but then I've really gotten into a night. And so now I take two a day. Which is probably such
day?
A waste of water.
Leo sometimes. DiCaprio would not date you.
I don't want to date him anyways. He's too puffy.
Yeah, I have a bone to pick with Leo anyway.
Why?
I just feel like he's flying around on private jets all over the place. So like,
yeah,
what's that doing for the environment?
Yeah, ride your bike to New York, Leo.
Yeah,
what's it called? His
commercial.
Carbon footprint is not that small, you dick. I'm going to take two showers if I want to.
You dick. Since I'm unemployed, I do an afternoon shower.
Midday
shower. I wake up, do some work. Go to yoga, come home, shower. It's usually 11 o'clock by then.
Hot.
It's a really exciting time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and now it's time for...
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
I'll go. My good week, I had a baby named after me. Some girl in the late... It's not some girl. I know her name.
Okay.
I took a screenshot. Her name is Allie. She named her daughter... Granted, her name is Jacqueline, but she said that she named it...
After
me, because she thought the name Jack was really strong, and I think that's the cutest thing that's ever happened to me.
That's great.
That's dope. But why didn't she choose Jacqueline?
I don't know. She should have spelled it my way. Maybe she didn't know.
But she's going to be a J-A-C Jack?
That's what she said.
Wow.
I mean, I'll believe it when I see it. But
we are famous!
But it's the sweetest thing that's ever happened
Listen,
to me.
Someone just named their dog Tobin in the Lady Gang group.
Because of you?
Mm-hmm. Well, why else?
I don't know. I feel like people name their dogs Tobin sometimes.
That listen to the Lady Gang?
I don't know.
Okay, I inspired someone's dog, okay?
No one's named shit after me, so I'm pissed off.
It's Kelty's coming. A good name, though. Like, I
it
think
is.
That's,
Thank you, Jacqueline.
I think that'd be a nice name, because like nobody's named Kelty.
What was your bad week?
My bad week, so I was in New York recently. They had one of those like spring snowstorms, so it was like, felt like the dead of winter. And I was taking an Uber from JFK to Manhattan to my hotel. And my Uber driver is just one of those annoying guys that just won't stop talking to me. And he's just asking me a million questions. So I, like, go to put my headphones in. And as I do this, he lets out the biggest belch I've ever heard in my life. And then the whole entire Uber smells like sausages.
Ugh.
And it is snowing so hard outside, I can't crack open a window.
Ew.
I can't really ask him to do anything,
sausage.
So I just had to sit hungover in this Uber, feeling like I was going to puke already, smelling sausage burps, and it was the worst ride of my life.
Sorry about it.
Not fun.
Bad to be Jack. Mine has to do with lunch. Can I go next?
Yeah.
Okay. My bad week.
Is it a hot dog?
No. My bad week. So I thought I would be really healthy, and I got like a kind of a Greek salad for lunch at the cafeteria. So it was like... tomatoes, cucumbers, and a little bit of like oil and vinegar sauce on it. And then I was also simultaneously so tired that I decided I was going to lay down for my lunch hour. So I was like,
in the cafeteria?
the cafeteria, like here at work.
Okay. No, but you're like, going to lay down in your office.
No, I'm going to lay down my office, in the office. So I was like, I'm going to lay down on the couch. This all went like, I'm going to lay down on the couch and then I'm going to put the salad on my belly and I'm going to like fork feed myself like tiny pieces of cucumber and tomato while I'm also resting and like I'm really like double teaming this lunch hour, right? And then I realized that laying down to eat your lunch is like a horrendous idea.
Especially a salad.
Well, it's like a watery salad too. It had like juices because I completely spilt it all over myself, my outfit, and my couch. So now whenever you guys would come to my office, if you smell like an Italian seasoning, it's a bad one, but that's the worst thing. I had a great week. I don't know what to tell you. Like, my lunch fell on me. Okay, here's my good week. You know there's nothing I love more than being a D-list celebrity and coming into contact with, like, an H-list celebrity. Like, there are so few people below me on the celebrity ladder that when I get to, like, put one of them in their place, I feel like it's the instant karma for all the times that I'm on a red carpet and they're like, no, we don't want to talk to her, you know?
So who is this H-list celebrity?
Waboom guy. Again. So I want to refresh your memory.
That from The Bachelor. He was like,
Waboom! He's an idiot.
He's like
he
a one-trick pony. You know what's funny? He's not an idiot. He was like, he's actually quite smart. Like, he went to Harvard or one of those schools.
Okay. Anyway, Jacqueline. Anyway, so I recently, I saw him a year ago.
I remember that.
At the Golden Globes, remember? And he was like, being like, do you watch The Bachelor? Do you know who I am? This was even better. I'm on a red carpet. I have a giant platform. And I see him lurking. And me and the producer are like, I think that's Waboom guy. Is that Waboom guy? Yeah, that's Waboom guy.
Was he wearing a Waboom
literally,
shirt?
Literally, like, and here comes Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon. Like, oh, yeah, he's wearing his own Waboom shirt. So I see him like shenagling on the outside of the corners of Hollywood for a while here. And then towards the end of the carpet, things start slowing down. And he comes right up to me and he's like, hey, do you know who, you know, like, he's like, hi. I'm like, hi. And he was like, yeah, how are you? And I was like, I'm good. How are you? And then he's like, do you know who, like, my publicist should, you know, talk to about doing an interview possibly?
How does he have a publicist?
Well, he doesn't. He's there by himself. He's lying.
Why does anybody?
So he was trying to be like, when she gets here. And I'm like, it's the end of the carpet. So if she ain't here, you're paying too much, first of all. And I was like, well, actually, and I totally lied. I was like, all of our interviews were pre-scheduled. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like, you know, and because I couldn't say like, no, we don't want you to his face. I would feel bad. So I was like, we're all pre-scheduled. And he's like, what does that mean? And I said, well, your publicist would have needed to like reach out beforehand and let us ET know that you're coming and then we could set something up. And he's like, oh, so you're not just gonna like do an interview right now? And I was like, no.
What would your interview be about?
I mean, it could be about Ari. We can't ask any of Bachelor Nation about The Bachelor and use it, but The Bachelor is not even airing right now.
Yeah.
Anyway, I felt so happy because there's so many times that I go on a red carpet and I can hear my publicist be like, do you want to talk to Kelty Nerhart and Entertainment Tonight? And they're like, no, we're good.
So now you got to do it. Yeah. It's like kind of karma, but I felt really it's not good. Really what karma is.
Anyway, I had a bleak week. I'm sorry, Becca. I know you're disappointed.
This is a good segue for me, actually. So you're welcome. I was just about to tell a story about how there's two worlds that I sort of have a foot in each. One is acting. The other is this weird influencer blogger space.
Oh, you're so lucky to be a part of that space.
This is what I'm about to say. I recently went to a blogger, more like blogger influencer event. And in that world, I am even lower on the totem pole than an like entertainment acting totem pole, if you can believe it.
Wow.
Because there's all these girls out there who that's all they do, and they really like are the quote stars of the blogger world. They get paid to show up to everything. They make millions of dollars. Like that's not me. So I rarely go to these things, but it was kind of a favor and I haven't been in a while. So I was being optimistic. I was like, you know what? It'll be nice. I'll just go and feel like a little tiny fish again. Those bitches are worse than Hollywood actresses. Oh, those girls act worse, like more like mean girls, than any A-list celebrity I've ever been in a room with. Crazy. And I'm like, what is your skill?
Well, that's the thing. It's worse because they have no talent.
That's what it is. I'm like, oh, really?
Whoever.
Not going to say your name. oh, you're a blogger celebrity. So what did you do? Like, you take a lot of photos of yourself. You're like narcissistic. So you became famous. Like, I just like, I don't get it. I do this. I'm in this world because I have to like pay my mortgage.
Yeah.
And I'm not acting right now. So like, you're choosing to make this your career. All about, like, there's something, there's no art form, there's no creativity. I'm sorry if everybody's going to be like, jump all over me, like, they style themselves and put together outfits and like, blah, blah, bullshit.
I think there is some talent. I don't know if it's $1 million a year talent.
That's the thing.
I mean, but in God, it's the easiest money that anybody's going to freaking make.
I spent thousands of dollars. I've spent thousands of dollars and years, decades training to be an actress, mm-hmm. like, to actually have a skill to make money. So then when somebody hands me a paycheck that's like nice, I still think this is too much money for what I'm actually doing.
Yeah.
But in the grand scheme of things, those bloggers, like, are you kidding me? They're such bitches. They're bitches.
If they were nice, I've been at events with them too. I think it's they might be are so insecure that they come across like mean.
I just think that they're like the big fish in the little pond. Sure. I guess that's not really a little pond anymore, mm-hmm. but I was like, this is so ass backwards. I just can't swim in this pool anymore.
No, it's like, so soulless that it's...
It's soulless.
It's sad.
Soulless. One of the girls has an entire account dedicated to her Photoshop fails because she looks like she's 5'10" and 110 pounds on Instagram. And in person, she's a normal girl. She's beautiful, but she's normal. But there's an entire Instagram account dedicated to her phoniness of what she's putting out in the universe. I'm like, wow, you're also like a terrible role model. Yeah. So mazel tov. There we go. I'm sorry that I had to do this, but it had to be said by somebody.
Fresh, cheers to you.
I'm fresh off this event and I'm just like, gross. You gross me out. Just be kind.
I agree.
Be kind. So be kind to Waboom Man.
Did you have a good week?
Yeah, my good week was that I started watching Billions and it's a really good show.
Yeah. Billions is
I think
a great
that
show.
You just can't come back from that bad week.
Honestly, so sorry. Yeah.
Okay. I had to. And yeah. I feel like sometimes girls do like to hear about the inner workings of these weird worlds that we live in.
No, 100%.
It's so messed
Stop
up.
Stop following bloggers. That's what I'm going to say.
I did. I stopped following Stop. Every stupid blogger ever because I'm like, this is a fake world that you're creating.
And it's good and that you stopped following them because no one will ever come on the podcast that is a blogger ever again.
Do we want them?
I think
them?
That's
They're
more
so...
of Becca than me.
Yeah, it's true.
Don't blame Becca.
But like also...
What did Michelle Williams say? Don't throw one of your sisters under the bus.
But it was Becca.
You can throw me under the bus. It's fine.
You just threw me under the bus.
I'm sorry.
We got to move on.
Do we really want to like hear what they have to say? I'm being a hater, aren't I?
Yeah.
You guys, listen.
Slow down.
I feel like I'm in high school and I was at the like lame kids table at the lunch today, mm-hmm. so I'm just airing my grievances.
She's sad because she's not cool.
I'm sad because I'm not cool.
This is what it was like for the rest of us in high school, Becca.
When we come back, cool.
we're going to figure out how to cut and tuck ourselves so that we can look feel good about ourselves.
Okay, what's going on? Now, here's the Lady Gang.
Our guest today is a plastic surgery specialist in Newport Beach, California, and has been practicing for 39 years, but he only looks 21, honey. He graduated from the Keck School of Medicine at USC in 1979 and specializes in plastic surgery and dermatology, and in fact, even worked on our very own Jack Vanek's face, and she's looking hot as shit.
Yes.
Yes, yeah. bitch.
Please welcome to the podcast,
yeah,
Thomas Barnes.
Yeah, and actually, there's no way I've been practicing that long.
Wait, really?
No,
He's
but I will
40.
Say, yeah, I will say this. I do cosmetic surgery in Newport Beach, California. Yeah.
But not 39 years?
No.
I read that somewhere about you. No. You better check your website.
Somebody's claiming to be me.
Uh-oh, you have
Is
an imposter.
Yeah.
Is there a typo? Okay, well, how long have you been working on
I've
the
been,
bods?
I've been doing what I'm doing now for about 22 years.
Okay, I mean, it's listen. It wasn't like...
Listen, once it's past
20, 30,
2 decades,
60.
You're like, yeah.
Dr. Barnes learned how to operate on people last year.
Oh, Dr. Barnes yes. just spilled on me. I'm
what
just kidding.
Hands.
All the LaCroix.
What did you do today?
What did I do today? I did a inner and outer thighs tickle lipo contouring and love handles.
Give me that.
Do people stay awake for those?
2 liters. 2 liters of fat.
2 liters
yeah.
of fat?
Yeah. Actually, I shaped her buttocks, too. I shaped the buttocks for her. Yeah. What do they do after?
What do you do with the fat?
Oh, well, it has to be destroyed in a special way.
You resell it on the black market?
No.
You can't inject somebody else's fat
no.
into you. It has to be your own fat if you want to get like...
Your own fat the same day.
Same day?
Yeah, those are the rules. Fresh.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
Unless you have a tissue license, and then you, in the state of California, you can freeze the fat, but I think it's better fresh. So we do it the same day.
Fresh fat. Fresh fat. I once knew a Hollywood celebrity that was injecting all kinds of shit into her ass.
Is it Iggy Azalea?
Don't say that. I don't know who it was, allegedly. But people do. What other implants of the butt have you had to fix?
Usually, I haven't. This seems to be going on in Florida. A lot of people have had problems.
It was in Florida.
Yeah, they inject. Non-doctors are doing it and whatever. But in the past, but usually what I see is people either the butt's too big and I take it down, or it's not big enough and I take it up when I do Brazilian fat transfer.
Okay. Besides Dr. Barnes, mm-hmm. I want each girl to say who they would trust to inject their butt between the three of us.
Oh, what do you mean? Like out of you two?
Yeah. I'm definitely going to – Elena.
I agree.
Yeah. Elena is also injecting my butt.
Can Dr. Barnes please tell us what he did to Jack's face to make it look so good?
Well, it wasn't my face.
Well, it's part of your face.
What did you do to her boobs? We've really noticed a difference.
Didn't do anything.
What about her ass? It's looking great.
Yeah, she looks amazing. I saw those
pictures. Just genetics, man.
Yeah. Most of what I do, all kinds of different things, but lipo is the number one procedure in this country in cosmetics. And I do a lot of lipo, body contouring, fat transfers, facelifts, eyelids, neck lifts, and laser procedures to make the skin prettier.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so, Jack, what do you want to talk about?
Oh, yeah. No, what?
You give me the right to talk about you on the air?
Well, yeah, she already said it.
Okay. So you've been outed. You're out of the
podcast. You already talked about it on the podcast.
No, I know. So, I mean, I guess I'll say a little bit about it. So, we've all talked about how we all have double chins. It's genetic. And I've had it my entire life. No matter how much weight I lose, I always had that like little gobble underneath my chin. So, I found you on Instagram or YouTube or something like that. And that's what you're known for. Is a lunchtime neck lift.
Actually, lunchtime procedures, which is a term I created, lunchtime makeovers, went on the Lisa Gibbons show years ago, back in 1998. But what it means is I do procedures in under an hour, generally awake, little or no pain, minimal downtime. And like we did with you, we contoured your neck because about 70% of people don't like their necks. Mm. Do you guys all like your necks?
No.
There you go.
Honestly, I sent Jack as a guinea pig. I want to see if it works.
Seriously.
Because I already spent so much money on goddamn Kybella. You know
exactly.
what I mean?
It doesn't work. And Cool Sculpting really does. When I say doesn't work, what you have in your head when you go in and you talk to them, the salespeople,
you want it to
is
be
different
nothing.
Than what they have in their head.
Yeah. Right.
You want to have a body contouring result like I do with my Tickle Lipo.
Yeah.
Okay, and they're thinking we're just going to shape it a little bit.
A little bit is not what we want.
Right.
I want a whole new face.
Exactly. So you want the real deal. That's what I do. Right.
Becca, do you have any questions for Dr. Barnes about possible things you'd like to do to your face before we have a television
You're really
show?
Really zeroing in on me right now.
Well, Jack already had hers. I'm going to talk about my necks, but I thought for you, you know.
So you do a lot of lasers.
I do. Well, it depends.
Right.
Yeah. I like to start out with... People will say, I want this laser, I want that. I saw it on TV. I say, well, what is it you want to make better?
Right.
And we'll come up with a wish list of things to start off with the least invasive and then go to the more aggressive if that's what you want.
Right. So, well, I mean, for the butt, is there anything you do like the back of the legs and the butt?
Yeah.
What kind of a laser would that be?
Well,
to make what look 18 again.
She's talking about this. How
she wants to be Jessica Simpson,
you're
Dukes
about
of Hazzard.
Cellulitis.
Yeah. How do you make the skin, like when you start getting older?
Yeah,
and
you know, that's a real tough one. There are a lot of different lasers and radio frequency devices that heat the skin that say, oh, yeah, this is really going to tighten it. And I have to be really, really honest. The Vela shape, all these other things that have come out, because I used to teach doctors on a lot of these devices, and I couldn't get anything that really lasted a long time.
Yeah.
To me, it's the equivalent of smacking your legs with a fly swatter to make them swell up the skin,
right.
And then after all that goes away,
just goes back down.
Will you have a significant change? And on all too often, it's no.
That's why I appreciate you, because you're really honest.
What's the thing? It starts with, and I don't even know, it starts with an E, and it just basically like pulls at your skin and is supposed to like break up all the fat. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, the
Vela
shape
does
those kinds of things.
Yeah.
There's a half a dozen things out there.
And they're all just bullshit.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And I don't want to. I'm playing with her wires here.
Just on unplugging
He's used to having
yourself.
A knife in his hand.
I'm used to having something in my hand.
I know. It's so weird.
A LaCroix just doesn't cut it.
No, that's true.
Yeah. So sometimes by going under the skin and contouring with my Tickle Lipo device, which I just love. Tickle Lipo, it vibrates and it breaks up the fat by vibrating. little or no discomfort. That's why I love it. And often the skin will tighten up with that. Or I go under with my smart lipo laser, as I did in your neck, as I did a little sculpture on the laser. That can help too. But unfortunately, there's no real going from 80-year-old looking skin to amazing skin.
Right.
You know,
God damn it.
You can improve it some.
Right.
So good question. We hear it all the time, and I have to give the bad news on that because I like to be really honest.
Yeah.
But for body contouring, oh, gosh, so many people come in.
The options are endless,
oh,
right?
Yeah, I can do calves, inner and outer thighs. I try to do it lunchtime, meaning awake. So many people want to go awake.
Yeah.
And we can do that.
You were freaked out to go under. I didn't really realize.
I am,
once you
I'm
go
totally
under, it's the
out.
Best sleep of your life.
I
and you're like,
love,
yes.
Just kidding.
You wake up, you're like, I've never been more rested. But people don't like it.
Yeah. Well,
it's
dangerous. There's been some unfortunate circumstances using anesthesia. Mm-hmm. And usually in my practice, we just don't do it that often anymore.
If you don't need it.
I'll do mini facelifts and mini neck lifts. I'll do them awake now. We might give somebody a little Valium by mouth.
Yeah, for sure. So they're chill.
Yeah. But I like it when people can move around, move their face. And I think that's better than having somebody completely out.
You know they're not dying.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Dr. Barnes, we have a bunch of questions
Good.
From our fans.
I'm ready.
Our fans.
So many fans.
Our listeners.
Okay. All right. So number one, I did not write this, even though the girls are going to think that I did, but I did not. Can someone with a long inner labia have it taken in, and can I get vagina on my lipo on my vagina lips? Sorry, I'm talking way too close because I'm nervous about this question.
In our practice, we call it the vajiji.
Oh, vajiji.
Just to be a little more sensitive to the terminology, vajiji. There's actually, you can use, there are radio frequency devices that actually can tighten this, or you can, it can be cut. It can be numbed while you're awake, and they can be cut down so they don't have that hanging chad, if you remember.
Hanging
that.
Chad.
Oh, yeah. God.
I think we called that a meat curtain back in the day.
It is a meat curtain.
So mean.
Yeah.
Ooh. But all vaginas are beautiful, girls. Don't cut your vagina. It's
That's
fine.
It.
Number two, is it true it's better to wait until after you have children to consider a breast lift?
Well, if you're going to do a breast lift where you're going to move the nipple areolar complex, the NAC we call it, you want to breastfeed, because once you move that complex around, it may affect breastfeeding. May not, but it may.
Okay.
So you might want to get the job done. I think
after?
I'm really conservative. I say kids are number one, and then after that, you can get yourself all fixed up.
Hey, when you want to get a nose job and you're researching people other than board certification, what should we look for? And I think this goes as far as anything.
Yeah, any kind of
experience, pictures, talk to patients. We do that. We allow that. People will come in. And how you feel about the doctor and his staff. I think the staff is really important too, because if you have any concerns postoperatively, you want a really nice staff that's going to be patient, that will listen to you and get the job done, and not keep talking about more money and more money, because we're here to serve people and help them get what they want.
And, like, I love his staff. I still text with Rachel.
Oh, you do?
She's amazing.
Awesome.
She's so fun. Yeah. But, I was texting her probably every day being like, is this normal?
Yeah.
And she was so helpful.
Yeah.
So it is good to, like, be with somebody that you, like, trust and don't feel like an idiot asking them questions after.
Yeah, I think that's – it's always been important to me, staff, because people want to feel the love. They need to feel that.
Feel the love. And then feel the boobies. This is a boob question. Now, I know boobs are not your specialty.
I don't. Yeah. I used to do a lot of them, and then I found I just didn't love doing them because I love doing body contouring, facelifting. So I thought, why don't I just focus on that?
But I do have a boob question. You can answer it, though.
I probably can.
Can you get a B-cup boob job or just a small boob job to just fill out a bra? And if you get a small boob job, is the recovery less overwhelming?
I'm not
asking for a friend named me. No,
well, if you're asking, let's see, you go smaller, is there less recovery? I think the recovery is going to be about the same, because you have incisions, you have swelling of the tissue that's there, and it has to heal.
Yeah.
So I can't see that there'd be a difference, a quantitative difference, if you go smaller.
Yeah.
You can go to B. Certainly, you go. There are people that go to B. Most people want to go from hanging pendulous breasts.
Pendulous.
Pendulous dress.
Damn,
that's a good adjective.
I know. Every once I throw out the P word, the good P
word. That is cruel.
That's the really bad P
pendulous.
Word. Is pendulous.
I have pendulous. A pendulous breast.
Pendulous breast.
But
means,
like you, everybody knows what that means. Yeah. It's a really good adjective.
Yeah. So you go from, say, you're a double D, F, G, whatever you call them, and you go usually to maybe a D or a C. B's on the smaller side, but sure, there are people that come in that are just tired of having large breasts, or they have fibrocystic disease, and they just want them smaller.
Okay. So a lot of people – now, I think this is true, but I want you to dispel if it's not. If I go get lipo, say, somewhere like in my love handles, will it then grow my inner thighs? Like, will the fat displace?
That's a really good question. I just wanted to say, just to finish off on the the breast question quickly, usually when you do a breast reduction, you're going to get an implant too. Mm-hmm. And it sounds kind of paradoxical. But the point is, when you do a surgical lift or reduction, you generally have a flattened breast. So we put an implant in to make it perky, mm-hmm. to make it project forward.
Right.
So I just wanted to add that so people are not confused.
Yeah.
On your next question is about whether
lipo
fat goes
displaces.
Somewhere else.
Yeah.
This all started because I've been doing lipo for 22 or 3 years. And it really started with when we did – people would walk in. We do 9-liter cases back in the day. I just – no one does that anymore.
Holy crap.
Because you're asking for it. So – but most of us stop at 5 liters. My usual case like today was 2 liters on inner and outer thighs and love handles. That's and a buttock shaping.
That's a good amount of fat, yeah.
That's pretty good, yeah. So just to – so people get a feel for this – somewhere between a half a liter and a liter and a half is a pretty small case. A liter and a half to 2 or 3 liters is a medium. 3 to 5 liters, bigger case.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you judge that? Well, a doctor has a pretty good idea, experienced cosmetic surgeon, when you go in. However, if you do a really big case, then you've removed those areas where fat could deposit and over-deposited. You slimmed them down. So areas you didn't do, mm-hmm. if you gain 20 pounds, 30 pounds, it's not gaining 5 pounds or 10. If you gain a lot of weight, it's going to try to go where you didn't mess around with the deposit areas.
So that's why people say it displaces.
They say, oh, I did everything but her upper arms and inner thighs. So if you gain 20, 30 pounds, you might put more fat than you would have had lipo never been done. However, most of the cases that I see are 2 liters, 3 liter cases, inner and outer thighs, stomach, upper and lower stomach, love handles. And so you can gain some weight. It's not going to suddenly charge into your neck or arms.
Right.
Because there's plenty of areas it can smoothly go to and distribute reasonably.
As long as you're not like gaining a lot of weight.
Yeah. So the real action word is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
If you and we try to get people on program just walking. You don't
right.
have to go to the gym and all that. You can just walk every day, and that really helps. Yeah.
Now back to the Lady Gang.
Hi, Bella. We already touched on this a little bit.
Yeah, no like.
Now,
no like.
You don't like it.
No.
But now we're starting to see or read about it in magazines that people are doing Kybella in other places, like off – what's it called? Off-market?
Off-label.
Off-label.
What do you mean in other places?
So like they're doing Kybella in the stomach or they're doing Kybella in your
arms.
Oh,
that it's not made for?
Yeah.
Well, they have a clearance for an area, and then the doctors can make the choice. The company can't sell it and say everywhere. The doctor can make the professional choice to do it others, but it's called off-label.
Right.
It's not illegal, but he or she is choosing to – do it in an area that it wasn't originally approved for by the FDA.
Okay.
Botox came out like that originally.
Right,
so
now they're putting it everywhere.
Yeah, it's very common.
Botox in my clitoris.
Okay.
That's like the opposite of what you'd want.
Yeah.
But Kybella is a no-go.
Well, here's the thing. If you have a really small area, a small area under your chin, a small area of the upper arms that you don't like, or a small little poochie below your belly button, you got a shot at it, but here's the catch. You got to it's basically mesotherapy that was around 10 years ago and kind of went away with a concoction of various things, including caffeine and other things, aminophylline, and some, the asthma product, and some other things can actually help. In some cases, they use that. The FDA really didn't like the mesotherapy because nobody really knew what people were putting in it. And then came the Kybella people. They said, this is what we put in it. They put the money in. They did the studies. The FDA said, okay, this looks safe. And it looks like it's probably doing something effectively, breaking down some fat. But here's the catch. You probably are going to need 2 or 3 courses of it. Mm-hmm. So you're going to be getting these shots probably over several months.
It's super painful.
It can be painful. It can be swelling.
Mm-hmm.
If you come in and see me for the neck or upper arms, I'm going to do it in 45 minutes or so. You're going to have it done once. You're going to get a much better result. So I'm not just trying to say, hey, don't do that. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to say we can pretty much guarantee that you're going to get a big result. I see Kybella failures every week. Cool sculpting failures.
What does a Kybella failure look like?
It can just be someone that still has a bulge under their chin, mm-hmm. okay, a little waddle, whatever. And sometimes I can feel hard spots in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's the healing, some little bit of scar tissue that forms in there. Not always, but sometimes I do. And it doesn't change the way I do my lipo. I just go in and do the lipo.
Non-surgical nose jobs. People are obsessed.
Sure.
What do you think? Yes?
Yeah, they're great because basically it is using a filler, Juvederm, one of the others, Restylane, one of the longer-lasting ones if you choose, Voluma. And all you're doing is if there's a little, like on my nose, I broke it when I was swimming when I was a little boy on one side here.
Can't even tell.
It's a little button on this side. It's perfect. You see this one?
Now I can really see it.
See,
wow.
See, you guys are missing it by not being able to watch this.
Damn.
Okay. So,
sad.
Yeah. So if you want to do the non-surgical, all you're really doing is creating an illusion of a straight nose by going above a bump and below the bump on the nose, the bridge of the nose, and putting a little filler there so it gives a straightening look. And it really can be magical.
They're crazy.
Yeah.
I don't understand how people do it, but it's, yeah. I mean, and to not have to go through the whole ordeal and pay all that money for a nose job is.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of reasons to get a nose job. One is you just can't breathe well.
Right.
So, you know, septoplasties, things to make it easier to breathe is one. The other was some people just don't like the shape of the nose and the nostrils.
Bulbous, yeah.
So, but you start monkeying with one area of the nose, you're pretty well now committed to doing something with the works very often because it doesn't look right.
Right.
Every nose is given a symmetry, whether it's bigger, smaller, it has its own symmetry. You start changing one thing, you better look at everything.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I read this quote that said something about, like, how can you look at your face and think there's a flaw when you're the only person with that face?
Yeah. Oh, I wish we could actually think like that.
Okay, Elena.
Okay.
God.
Bringing the mood down.
All right, after the break, more with Dr. Barnes. Okay, we're back. This girl said, I'm considering getting Botox. I'm 25. I don't have any wrinkles, but I heard it can be preventative. Is that true?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. Because these – and we do lots of Botox. I used to teach Botox fillers. I've taught all this stuff. So I've been around for a while. I think I've seen everything that can happen with it. And I hope. But basically what the muscles do over the years, along with the sun and stress – and if you smoke and if you don't take care of yourself, the skin starts to thin. You start to see creases in the skin, like the forehead, the 11 or the 1 of the frown lines and crow's feet. Basically, what's happening is the muscles pulling the skin into these little folds, and pretty soon it gets a little threadbare. It's like taking a piece of paper and folding it in half.
Don't look at me, Dr. Barnes, while you're talking about it.
You know, I was furtively looking at you.
I know. He was like, you know, the 11 when you're stressed out.
Yeah.
I'm like, what, this?
So when you do the Botox earlier, now, obviously, if someone doesn't have a line or anything, mm-hmm. I'm not going to say, yeah, do it. But some people, depending on their skin, mm-hmm. Particularly Nordic, lighter-skinned people, mm-hmm. really light-skinned people, you can start even late 20s, early 30s, mm-hmm. start seeing things forming.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If you're doing Botox, you are going to – that's preventative because you're going to keep that muscle from folding the skin. I'm not saying everybody needs it. I'm saying if you have a concern, it can be done for you.
Okay, I love that. This goes along with the question we're talking about liposuction. If someone has just a hard time losing weight and they're, like, say they're pear-shaped, like just their shape is pear and their inner thighs, you know, is liposuction going to help them, and how long will it take for them to see the results of it?
That, I did that case today, exactly, yeah. She pear-shaped just means you're thinner on the top and below the waist you have – larger hips or larger buttocks, and you're kind of like a pear.
Yeah.
As opposed to the apple shape where you have everything above the waist kind of full and thin legs, thin buttocks, okay? More masculine appearance. And that's inherited.
Yeah.
But we do this all the time. People come in, and what we're trying to do is get, because we hear this, I'm a size 4 on the top and I'm a size 12 on the bottom. Mm-hmm. I hear that. So what we're trying to do is bring the bottom into balance with the top.
Mm-hmm.
That's cosmetic surgery, balance.
Right.
Okay? Not overdoing it, not have the worst 6 words in the English language when somebody looks at you. What are you supposed to be? That's what we want to avoid.
Mm. Oh, God.
We want, you look beautiful. Mm-hmm. You look refreshed. And they can't figure out exactly why. Okay? That's good work.
Okay. So they says... price and details for getting armpit fat reduction like Chrissy Teigen got.
Armpit.
She got liposuction in her armpits.
I'm trying. Was it just the front or the whole armpit?
It was like the boot. Like
I think
this.
It was just like that part that hangs out of your tank top.
Yeah. See, well, the reason why I ask is because often people will have it go around the armpit and up through the back, and we call that the upper back. You don't have that. But
thanks, Dr. Barnes.
You're welcome. So I just did an exam. And she does. She's pretty perfect.
And he's back.
Okay. So basically, I don't know. You know, we try to work with people.
Yeah.
If somebody walks in and they're a college student, we work with them. You know.
I love that.
So yeah, you have to today. I think it's fair. So I don't know. It could be $500,000, depending on what's going on.
$500,000.
$500 or $1,000. But if somebody has $500 and they want it, that's a different story.
How long should they, a lady who just had a baby postpartum, oh my God, can I speak English? How long should a mommy wait for a mommy makeover after she has a baby?
Okay, no breastfeeding. Breastfeeding has to be, if there's no breastfeeding, I say you should wait 6 months or longer. But it depends on what's going to be done. If they're going to have a little lipo on their neck, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to do a whole, like a 2 or 3 liter lipo, I like to wait a little while, let the hormones get back to normal, if there is a normal. Mm-hmm. Let it get back.
There's not a normal.
No, that's what I'm thinking, yeah. Older I get, the less I know.
If you get a tummy tuck and then you get pregnant later, will you have to get the tummy tuck redone?
Well, if it's done well the first time, if someone has reasonable skin, just because some people's skin, they just get the stretch marks.
Yeah.
Somebody else, a sister, doesn't get them.
Right.
And a reasonable tummy tuck doesn't really change that. You can have a child and everything can be perfect, but some people are going to get stretch marks and lose skin again. Mm-hmm. And maybe they need a little touch-up, just a little skin lift.
Tummy tuck touch-up.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Last question, and this one I love. What are your thoughts on gastric sleeve surgery? If you get pregnant after, would you go back to your original weight? Are there risks once you get pregnant after getting the surgery?
Well, you know, that's general. I'm not a general surgeon. I'm a cosmetic surgeon. So I don't do those.
Yep.
So I want to be very careful what I say. I don't want to lead somebody astray on that.
Because sometimes people do go and do a gastric sleeve or something, lose a bunch of weight, and then they come for a big makeover body, you know?
Yeah, I think that's okay. The main thing is that you're on a lifestyle program that you're not going to fall back into a lot of weight. There are people that end up getting a gastric bypass later. Not certainly the minority, but some people do. Some people go through and they just do the sleeve. It does exactly what they need.
Mm-hmm.
It's people, and people are different.
Right. Everybody's different.
Callie wants a gastric sleeve fight right now. Okay, Jack, anything else?
I don't think that's it.
One girl asked, sorry, I'm going to add this in. One girl asked, if you want to get a breast reduction or, you know, is there any way you could get insurance to cover it? Is there any way you could get insurance to cover liposuction, like if you really need it?
Really need it? When I was first in practice, there were some policies for executives and big companies, but I pretty much, that's gone now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard of that.
Save up your pennies, babies.
But, you know, there probably are those circumstances, but it's generally going to be for a large firm with someone who is very important to them.
Right.
And most importantly, where can we see you play next? You and Zach.
You want to see my music?
Yeah.
Where can we see your live shows?
Because Jack raved about the music when she was getting her treatment.
Yeah, when we were doing my treatment, we were listening to his own CD.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Did
you bring us one?
To bring you what?
He's bringing us something in his pocket. Is it a CD, a flash drive? What's in there?
It's not.
A cigarette. A joint.
It's just my phone. I have a lot on my phone.
A cigarette.
Phone.
Okay. A joint.
So, but people can watch you live, right? You do your live
show? Yeah, I do live on, the easiest is probably Instagram because you need to be a friend of mine on my Facebook. Oh. I have a Dr. Thomas Barnes on Facebook. And I have a Thomas Barnes, a picture with my daughter, and because there are other Thomas Barnes. And that you need to be my friend. But you can go and follow me on Instagram, and that is @dr.thomasbarnes with an E. Very important to put dr period, period's important, Thomas Barnes, or you go off in some other direction.
You got to get that Instagram.
Yeah. So you go to my Instagram, and then it's tomorrow evening at 8 p.m.
Yep.
I will be live, and I have
Wednesdays, right?
Yeah, I'm
Wednesdays.
Playing at the castle.
Tuesday,
at the castle in Newport Beach, in beautiful Newport Coast. The castle is actually my home, and it's a pretty big home, so I fill it full
of
people.
Wait, you call your home the castle?
Yes. I actually also lived in a house that I called the castle. It probably was nowhere near as nice as his house.
And we'll post the link up on our Instagram page.
Everybody can watch you play.
Yes. And it depends. You know, I play all kinds of music, but
we can't.
Oh, no.
And we're going to take you out with this. Ladies and gentlemen, he'll fix your face and he'll fix your heart with these tunes. Make sure to follow him, Dr. Period, Thomas Barnes
with an E,
at The Lady Gang, at Becca, at Kelty, at Jack Vanek.
And I'm lunchtimemakeovers.com.
Lunchtime
if you're looking for him, should I give a practice number or anything like that, or should we leave it at that?
You could leave.
Do whatever you want.
Our office number, if you have any questions, we're happy to answer questions anytime, is 949-719-9700 in beautiful Newport Beach.
Yeah.
Beautiful Newport
Beach. And we will see you next Tuesday.
Yay! Woo!
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com. Thanks for listening.